This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
For anybody who saw The Raid, the Indonesian martial arts kind of Donkey Kong-like movie where the main protagonist climbs up every level in a police station and beats with his fists everyone that he comes across into a bloody pulp. The Raid 2 provides much of the same. It's 2.5 hours long. It's really long for an action fight movie. But it has a freshness and a vibrancy that American movies today don't have. Those who are reluctant to watch foreign films or don't want to have to read subtitles are going to not be disappointed if they spend the time. What we have here is a new type of martial arts, and it kind of calls into question how it brings up Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon with the use of wires and the freshness that brought to the martial arts genre. And The Raid 2 really has this crazy kind of kinetic energy in every scene. The main character goes undercover to try and infiltrate a drug kingpin. So he actually spends 2 years in prison and risks his life protecting the drug kingpin's son in prison. And the violence is brutal. The fight scenes, you see people breaking their ankles, numerous people being thrown against walls, being chucked upside down. You get a sense that the actors in this film were really injured because there's a lot of definite punches to the face and kicks to the face. So what is going on in an action movie like this? What in a movie like Indonesia, with its history of sort of genocide against indigenous peoples, with an intense focus on following rules, what does it mean for someone to just beat up every single person they come across with their hands? This probably wouldn't work in American movies because there'd be a question, why doesn't somebody just start shooting everybody? There's just not a tradition of just purely hand-to-hand combat unless there were a boxing premise or a mixed martial art movie premise like The Fighter, the Tom Hardy movie from a couple years ago. So anyway, The Warrior. The Fighter was the other one with Mark Wahlberg. Anyway, it's an insanely awesome movie. It will blow you away. There's tons of blood. It's like a horror movie mixed with Rocky.